plenty of folks who go to South End Investment Strategies, our local fiscal advisory firm, for advice on how to keep their moderate pot of money ahead of inflation. Randy Sparks is their guy. Actually, the only guy down at South End Investment Strategies, ever since he hung a shingle on his office, which is a small addition off his home south of the long vacant Thai store. No doubt the store owners neglected to consult Randy. Ever since that Ponzi scheme of Harmon's back in the 80s here on the island, the largest Ponzi in U.S. history up till then, where unsuspecting chapel members fell for promises of 20% or better earnings on their retirement savings, folks have been a great deal more circumspect about handing over their money to possible con artists. Plenty of folks risked their life savings on that one, but memories are short down here apparently, judging by the steady clientele Randy gets. If anyone was worried about being taken to the cleaners by their financial advisor, Randy's office and his house, too, would instantly allay all fears. Pretty obviously, Randy's not getting rich off his clients. Of course, he's apparently not getting rich on his own expertise, either. Down at the diner, he's forever trying to drum up business, but most of us coffee gobblers aren't much interested in his early morning fiduciary wisdom. Geez, he's telling one of the flatheads, our antique car guys, if you sold the 57 T-Bird for 50 grand and invested it in some hot commodities I've got an inside track on, you could double your money in no time flat. What do you say? What they all say is, gee, Randy, we got a sweet nest egg, fat pensions, nice houses, and a couple more vintage cars to drive around like kings of the road. Why gamble when we already won the lottery? Randy can't understand why anyone, rich or not, wouldn't jump both feet on the chance to be even richer. He asked me one day after the gas guzzlers had left a cloud of dust in the parking lot and tips on their tables, what kind of Americans are these guys with a chance to be even richer? Almost guaranteed. And they're not the least bit interested. Americans, I asked. Hell, Randy, we're South Enders. We live in a fool's paradise. Mostly retired, driving the cars we drove as hormonal teenagers. You think we care about money? Now, if you could offer us a date with the prom queen, you might stand half a chance. Randy just shook his head. I'm offering investment, Skeeter, not Viagra. When he left, he dropped a couple of coins for a tip, not exactly hot.